Let's go back out to the Illinois State Fair with Stu Ellis talking with Illinois Representative Eric Sorensen.
Well, look, I mean, we have to make sure that we have good data and we have good access to data. I mean, these things are so important for us to make good decisions. I think it's incredibly short-sighted. I don't even know of a word that I can use to describe the idea that we would ever go back and try to manipulate the data that has already been collected. Look, the United States, we are trusted for our data. And so when data comes out from the University of Illinois, you know, when we look at crop science, when that data comes out, we trust it. When the high temperature comes out and the National Weather Service reports it, we trust it. Okay? We need to continue to trust the federal government that they're going to have the data that we need to survive. And so especially in the heart of agriculture, we need to be standing up for that. It's just incredibly short-sighted. Personally, right, I look back and I say, all right, back in July, on the 4th of July, when this catastrophe happened in Texas, the National Weather Service, they were heroes. But they were the first ones to start getting blame. Okay, no, they were heroes there, putting out these warnings to help save people's lives. Now, in Congress, now what I'm working on is to make sure, how could we have saved their lives? All right, I want to see a program in Washington that is similar to the National Transportation Safety Board. Every time there is an air crash, or for instance, just what happened on the Mississippi River, the helicopter goes down, the NTSB is going to investigate to see if there were lessons so that catastrophe doesn't happen again. We need to do that with weather. We need to do that when there are weather disasters, because I want to learn what happened so that all of those little girls at that camp did not die in vain. That, you know what, there's going to be policy changes in Washington because people elected a meteorologist. I'm gonna go and make sure that we have a safety board for weather so that we can see what went wrong so that this doesn't happen again, because the flooding on the Guadalupe River will happen again. We will see killer tornadoes happen here again. We will see straight line wind and flash flooding events happen here again. Let's learn from them.
Do you have legislation wrapped around that?
I do, I'm working on legislation right now. Our team has been all hands on deck since the 4th of July, when I said we need to have legislation that will go back and assess what happened at these big events, whether they're wildfire events or hurricanes or tornadoes or flash floods. And I am so optimistic when we're able to get this out the door that we're going to find bipartisanship here, that we're going to find co-leads on the other side, because I believe when we talk about weather disasters and our resilience, we have to keep the politics out of it.